Yeah, so it should be recording now. All right, so just for the record, the meeting started at 6:05. I'll recognize the members who are present. Mrs. Wagner, Mrs. Williams, Dr. Fletcher, Bishop Thomas, Mrs. Robinson, and Mrs. Holmes. We also have present with us Bill Bentz, our new teacher rep, Miss Tridente, Teresa Tridente, did I get that right?
Correct, yes.
Our curriculum and instruction specialist, Debbie Postles, Marianne Longo, and our head of school, Dr. Michelle Marinucci. So let's just officially, since this is our first meeting, officially welcome our new folks. As you guys remember at our last special meeting, we were scrambling to get things up to speed, but Dr. Marinucci is now here. And I apologize, I forgot we have from DOE Wafa Hosian, who's here from the charter school office at DOE. But I want to officially, as president of the board and on behalf of the board members, welcome you, Dr. Marinucci, to your post as head of school. Dr. Marinucci's hit the ground running. And there have been some positive things going on. The first day of school, I was amazed at the number of people who were here, and kindergartners' parents didn't want to leave and crying in tears, and the teachers like wrangling a bunch of little kids, but they had it together. I was confused and didn't know what to do. So if any of the, I'll open up the floor to any other board members who'd like to say anything at this point.
I came by the first day of the school, the teachers here, mm-hmm. and it was great. I mean, they were busy as beavers in there. They were working, they were talking, they were collaborating, and obviously they had already bonded with Dr. Marinucci. So it was great. I was glad to see him and told him I was so glad they were here.
Yeah, I came by for open house, and the energy was just, it was amazing. So she came right in the door making an impact. So we're grateful for that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I was here for couple of days, and I really got to know the teachers, introduce myself to some of the teachers. I had the opportunity to meet the teachers as well, but I just thought it was very organized. Everyone was on they were flying, and I think that we're off to a good start.
Yes.
I know we're off to a good start.
Yes.
And I'm very thankful for that.
And I'll second that. And I also want to make sure we also give a warm welcome to Ms. Tridente, who replaces Ms. McCarthy, who's moved on as our new teacher rep. So she will be the voice and the representative for the for our instructional staff in the building. And also to Ms. Postles, who I think good that we have you in the meeting as well, because as we discuss things like test scores and things like that, members of the board can obviously rely on your advice and information as we move forward. So thank you both
thank you.
And welcome
thank you all.
Thank
you.
To AOD.
Thanks.
All right, so we do have a quorum. If you all would take a few minutes to peruse the minutes from the last board meeting, and this does not include the special meeting that we had in August. Those minutes will be posted at a different time. But this is our July 25th board meeting.
Move to accept.
Second.
All right, it's been moved by Mrs. Williams, seconded by Bishop Thomas, that we accept the meeting minutes from the July 25th, 2019 Board of Directors meeting. Any questions on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, the meeting minutes are accepted. Now time for public comment. Ms. Hosian, did you have anything from DOE you'd like to?
No, I'm just really happy. The school enrollment went up by 80 students, so we're happy.
How many?
It
We couldn't understand what you said.
Oh, by 20
students.
Oh,
wow.
20? Oh, my goodness.
No, wait.
How'd you get that?
I think from the time that we first spoke to, in the beginning of the summer, yeah.
We're not up by 20.
Yeah, but that was a...
I was going to say, Bill would have had a heart attack.
I was happy.
We were at 251
yeah.
when I was hired, and then we went to 271.
Yeah, so it did at the time.
So...
At the time, I spoke to John Carwell.
251 to 271?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're at 271 now?
We're at 267 today. Because we've been cleaning up our enrollment.
Okay.
But we've got 4 students that are coming to enroll on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So what Ms. Hosian is saying, at the time I spoke to John and Leroy, we had a big jump at that time. So the information is not inaccurate. Yeah. It's just that the number has changed since then.
True.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead, I didn't hear it.
No, it's okay. Leroy Travers, the charter school head, sends his congratulations. And he was here also, I believe on the first day as well.
Yes.
And John Carwell came yesterday or the day before.
Yesterday.
Himself
yes.
as well. So thank you for all of your work.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And what do you do at the charter office? I'm sorry.
My PhD is in education law, so I do education compliance analysis.
Oh, okay.
I make sure that the charter yeah. schools in the state of Delaware run properly. We hold them accountable.
Thank you.
All right, so thank you, Wafa. We do appreciate you being here. And thank you to Leroy and John, too, for sending their regards. I sent out an email inviting them from DOE to come to our board because I wanted them to hear the good news, but I'm glad you were able to attend, Wafa.
Did you copy us on that email?
No, I sent it because it was emails between Leroy and John and I, so I just said, hey, if you guys get a chance, come to our board meeting. But I think they both, you said...
They were so happy
yeah.
with the invitation.
Yeah.
They were really happy. Thank you.
No problem. All right, Mr. Bentz.
Okay. Does everybody have a copy of the July 31st report? This is the first report for fiscal 20. Our year starts July 1st and ends June 30th next year. The first budget is usually the most difficult because there's a lot of unknowns and you have to build estimates. And I'll give you an example. If you look at state uniformula, $2,139,000, I'll tell you how I got to that point. The reports we normally get were not available online. And I like to have some foundation to build a budget on. So I called Brooke and she sent us some reports over. She said they weren't official. For one example is they still don't know the transportation allocation per pupil, and there's a lot of unknowns. So let's just start at the top, and we'll go through the receipts, and if you have questions, just raise your hand.
Yeah, before you start, can you tell us what number of students that you based this budget
down
on?
Down at the bottom, 275.
Thank you.
And last year, our final number was 272.
Right.
I built it on 275. I came down, I think, about 2 weeks ago, and I talked to Michelle. And she was new. I said, what do you want me to build it on? Because I need some number. And whatever number you pick isn't going to be right because whatever happens between now and September 30th is a true key.
Gotcha.
Okay? So just ask some questions as we go on. Starting at the top, that Opportunity Fund Mental Health, that's a new program. A lot of these programs, when I met with Sherry the last day, she was here August 1st, just to know everything that she could tell me up to date. And at that point, she had only applied for one of these, and she was working on a consolidated grant. I think Michelle still has some grants to write and so forth, and I'm hopeful that some of those grants can cover some existing employee salaries or existing costs because things are tight, okay? So if we look at educational sustainment, that's a program that's been here for years, and that number is fairly close to 46,000, close to what it should be, but once September 30th rolls around and you get a Division I count, we compare that to the state and we get a percentage of the pot. So that number could go up or down. If you look at 05297, 05309, 05310, they were the special programs that were around last year for the first time. You remember, we got starting on them and, you know, we hired a person and it was late in the year. So we ended the year with $38,000 in those accounts. Thankfully, they rolled them over. So my thought was, and I didn't discuss this with Michelle because we didn't have a whole lot of time, there's a policy, go back to page 6. There's a 6 down in the corner. It looks like this. There's a 6 down in the corner. You follow me, at the top it says funding summary as of 8/20. You see that? And look over along the right-hand side. You see it says Division 2 AOC reduction, $42,522. Do you see that? I think two or three years ago, the state cut back Division 2 funding for everybody. That was our share of it. And there's some legislation now that says, if you don't say anything, we're going to take this $42,000 away from you. Division 2 money can be spent for almost anything. This money, if you go back to page 1, you see that 05297 and so forth, they're restricted. They're for specific purposes. So I was going to suggest that we ask to use this money instead of Division 2 money so it gives it more flexibility. I don't know if it's going to be approved, but I built that in, if I'm making sense to you. If I'm not, raise your hand. Okay, so that's unique for this time. If we move on, the reading. We talked a little bit about reading because of the problem we had last year with the planning. I put this in the budget. I'm not exactly sure where we're headed on that because we have a new person in the position. I'm not exactly sure what McCarthy did in addition to her other duties versus what the new person has. So if we can't use it for the existing reading teacher, we're going to have to do a little scrambling. But we talked a little about it, and I put it in the budget. Okay. If you look at minor cap, the $43,792, that money's already been received. It's a final number for this year. It has nothing to do with the September 30th unit count. It's based on your facilities. Let's go to page 6 now, the page we were just at. And if you look at it, this is a report I got because there was nothing online, but I wanted some foundation to build the budget on. So if you look at that particular time, there were 262 kids in the system. And if you go down to, on the right-hand side, you see it says total personnel, revenue, and other sources. The total will be $1.8 million, $1.802. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look up above, do you see the transportation amount? Zero. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I took the $1 million, and it's my handwriting, $1,802,603 divided by 262 kids. That's $6,880.16 per pupil. So I converted that to 275 kids. It would be $1,892 instead of the $1,802. Then go back to the page right behind page 6. It's the same thing, but it's last year's report from the state. It has page 7 at the bottom. Did you see what we got for transportation last year? I have it circled, $244,637. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Okay, go back to the page we were just on, page 6. So I took that and divided it by 272. So that gave me $899.40 per pupil. 275 gives me 247 because they don't know what transportation is. I'm hopeful the amount per pupil will go up, but I know one year it went down. So if I add those two together, that's how I come up with the $2,139,379. And there's going to be numbers changing in here. For example, 10-month people start the year in September. They're finished their job in June. If they leave, they still get paid in July and August. So all the people that are in the system now are last year's people. The new 10-month people won't go on the payroll until September. So they don't run through these reports until September when we can see it. And I don't know what that is. I don't know if the new people have more years' experience, higher degree levels. I don't know if they picked up health insurance, all those things. There's just a lot of unknowns right now. And I'm making, but I needed something to build it on.
So just for clarity's sake, when you say 10-month, you mean a teacher?
A teacher.
They get paid 12 months.
Yes.
But they're, okay, I just want to, because I know in some agencies you can choose 10 or 12.
Well, by law, you technically can, but that becomes a real bear than trying to keep track of people.
Okay. So most people choose 12.
If someone would force you, they could get paid over 10 pays. They could get paid at the end of June. Okay. But it's good for the state, too, and, you know, for people who don't go to, some of the pay comes in. But right now, every district I know of and every charter school, if you're a 10-month employee, starts in September, ends in August.
Gotcha.
But if you don't come back, you still get that July and August. So what I'm saying, there's different people backing up the system than the people that aren't even on the system. And the state doesn't know anything about you until you go on the payroll. And I just talked to Mary Ann. She's sending there the new payroll now. So there are going to be different people in there. I looked at the list, and I saw McCarthy on there. I saw Julianne and so forth, so there's going to be new people on there. So these numbers are going to go up and down. But I just wanted to show you something over to the side here. Do you see the state of 6,880.16? Do you see that? That's the current amount per pupil. It's written down at the bottom of page 6. And you see the local, that's 1355-22, and I'll show you that later on in the transportation. So an average student right now, for every average student, we get about $9,100. Now, that's in the big accounts. It has some flow over in sustainment and other places, but ballpark, I'd say probably about $9,200 per pupil. That's why kids are so important to us. Okay? Let's move back to page one. The two biggest sources of revenue are the state unit formula on the page I talked about, and then the local district funding. That's money that comes to us when kids come to us from Caesar Rodney and Capital and so forth. So go back to page eight. It's the last page in your packet. And again, we went into the system, there was nothing there, and I asked Brooke to send over something. She said, I can't tell you if this is right or wrong, but this is the best we have. So if you look at that, at the time we ran that, this reported 257 and the other one at 262. So even there are two systems in the grade. But if you look at that, you can see, based on those 257 kids, where they come from. Capital, you get 197 of those 257 are from Capital. About 77% of your kids come from Capital. If you look at the receivables, for those 46 kids from Caesar Rodney, the way they calculated, we get $62,000. Now, that 35% preload, what happens is, once she has this final, she'll send these bills out to the various school districts. They'll send out to Caesar Rodney, Capital, and so forth. And they'll tell them to send us 35% of the money, which we should probably get, hopefully, September, early October. The rest of the money doesn't come in until December, the difference between, in Caesar Rodney's case, the difference between the 21 and the 62. And again, how I calculated that, I took the 348,292.24, which is the total receivables, divided by 257, that's at 1355. I multiplied it times 275. And then we do get interest on local funds. We don't get interest on state or federal funds. The month of July, we picked up $544.09 in interest, 12 months is 65. So that's how, if you add those two together, that's at 379,214. If you go back to page one, okay? And then if you look further, right below that food service carrier, as you know, we at one time had a fairly large balance in food service, and I started charging rent against food service and so forth to keep us going, and it's all been approved by the state. But right now, the balance at the end of June 30th was $57,000 in that account. I took all that money to try to balance the budget. And I broke it out in two ways this year. Remember last year I had all the cafeteria in one account. The 214 right below that, the 214.8, that's excuse me, that's all the revenue we take in from the food service program. The students here get free lunch and breakfast, and there's probably a little bit of revenue from the adults and so forth. So I took exactly what we took in last year. And I told Mary Ann to start the year, let's not use any of the 57,000. We'll pick it up later. Then if we look at local carryover, that's all the money we had available in local funds. That has gone down over the years as we paid off Mosaica, as we've gone through the problems with the Noel thing and the enrollment going down. So I've taken all the reserves we have anywhere to balance this budget. And then we have two small accounts. And if you look over on the revenue, on percent of funds received, the state gives us about 70%. We got 66%. They gave us 90% of the sustainment funds. And a lot of the 100%, like the local carryover, that money's already in the account, so it's already here. So that's the receipts we have in here. Now, like I mentioned before, I think there's some more grants that we have to write, so that we'll add those once I know exactly how we're going to use them. And like I said, my hope would be that we could cover existing costs to try to cover our situation. Yes?
Bill, is 275 your break-even? I know you've created a budget on this,
well,
but you're saying it's very tight.
Let me just finish, and then I'll answer that question, okay? So that's the receipt side. If you look at the expenditures, you have 26 pays in the school year, if you divide, and we had two in July, so the guide should be 7.7% on salaries. We're at 6.5 because we have people coming and going. So as long as we're under, we're good. If you look at other employment costs, their percentages of salaries, except for health insurance, which are flat amounts, and it varies anywhere from zero for someone who doesn't take insurance to anybody who takes a family plan, it's in the $20,000 range. Then if we look at 12 months of the year, we take 1/12 of that, we should be at 8.3 and we're at 6. Now, going back to answer your question, I use 275 pupils in this.
Right.
Okay? I use all the reserves, and what we left will be $67,000.
Okay, then my next question is, okay, if we increase enrollment, how many students will we need to recapture those reserves?
Well, it takes some time, right?
Well, you'd have to add some cost, too.
I understand that, but...
I'm just saying, well...
What do we need to be at as the year goes on?
Okay, can I reserve that till the end, and then let's talk about it? I'm going to go to another page, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Was this for dramatic effect?
No. I just...
We've had that for the last nine months.
Yes, we don't need any more drama.
Yeah. I'm just saying, right now, we're at 267. I bet we're only on 275, so we're down 8 kids. 8 kids times
9
is about 72,000. That blows my reserve right now.
Except that we just got told tonight we're at 271 on Thursday.
I didn't. Okay. Okay. But so you're like only I said,
down.
It's going to go down through the month of September. People are going to come, people are going to go. Yeah,
I just want a range because to know what your comfort zone is.
Right
now, if you're comfortable, we're usually comfortable.
I can say Bill's probably never going to be comfortable.
I know he's never comfortable.
Yeah, he's never
I'm conservative. I'm saying if we get 275, we would have $67,000 left at the end of this year. Okay? But the other problem is the issue with the reading teacher right now. That's about $70,000 right now for this year.
Okay. So you're about 130 short to get your reserves and get your reading
teacher. Well, I'm not even saying we're short that until we get September 30th.
Yeah,
I'm saying I built this on 275. You got to have some number to start with.
I understand that.
And at 275, we were 67 to the good. If the reading goes away, then we can't use it. We'd be almost zero at the end of the year.
But and Mrs. Williams to
but.
Add some, not to cut you off, but
no,
part of what we did before with Henry, with MAST, is that's part of our plan.
Well, that's what I'm driving at.
But that's not figured in.
What I've got
to know. We're going to have to.
I want a better number when I go to Henry. I want to be able to say, here's
the number. Remember who's going to Henry with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I need to know what your bottom line is, what your comfort line is, and where you really want to be.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be bargaining for your top level.
Yes, yes. And we did get 90,000 before. I'm just saying, you can speculate all over the place. Until September 30th, you don't know. I didn't take a point in time. I asked her how many people. She said 275. Okay. So maybe we'll hit 275. And if we hit 275 and we can pay the reading teacher out of that, we'd have 67,000 left. Now, the other thing is, she has some grants we haven't written yet.
Right.
Okay. We have some unknowns, like I don't know what the transportation number is going to be. When we put the new people on the scale, will that move it up a lot? There's a lot of moving pieces here. You know, when I first started with this, I was very nervous, given the scenario of what happened at the last meeting. I was very nervous we'd even get this close, to be honest with you. But right now, we're very tight. And let me say one other thing. Let me go back to your question. Go back to the web report.
Well, I just answered my own question. You'd need 15 students to recapture your reserves and...
As long as you don't have additional costs.
Right.
You need a teacher. See, there's a lot of play in there.
Right.
Go to this, the web report. It doesn't have a number at the bottom. It says AOD web report. It's chapter 4 or 5. This bottom part here was written by Dr. Fletcher. And I leave it in because Mosaic is paid. But here's the key point. Read the last sentence here. It says the projected payroll accrual for the summer of 2019 was $314,462. Now, what that is, if the school would close on June 30th, we would still owe the people that worked here their summer pays and their health insurance. I figured that up for the auditors. It's $314,000. Accounts payable was $28,000. What that is, if you pay bills in July that are June obligations, you got to list that. And there have been a couple charter schools changed where the state got stuck with paying them. So they say you should at least have the 314 plus the 28 as of June 30th to cover your obligations. And that's what they're going to be looking at as we go down the road. I don't know where we're up for renewals coming up fairly quick. So we've got to start building some reserves. And I think they'd be open to it because the last time, you know, it was tight getting through the renewal. But I think we've got to start building some reserves, too. It's not just a matter of getting through the year. We've got to build some reserves because they look at that. The state doesn't want to pick up obligations from organizations that don't make it. And we've had our share of problems. I admit that. But that's the big number for me. It's not a matter of meeting the year. We got to start putting some money aside to cover that. Now, that's a roundabout way of answering your question. So even if we ended the year with nothing, they'd say, hey, where's this? And I think that's going to come up in the renewal.
But if we had a portion of that and we also get Henry.
And starting to grow, I think we'd be okay.
Yeah.
And I think we can go after Henry because of the problems with the roof, the heat, and all the crap he's done.
It really doesn't have anything to do with that, Bill.
Well,
it has to do with whether Henry wants to be flush with cash or whether Henry wants to be poor.
With
the
empty bill.
That's what it has to do.
And if I was him, I'd say, yeah, I'll give you some money.
Yeah, of course. He doesn't want this building to go empty.
No.
And that's what we prey on, his fear of an empty building.
Yes.
I love doing this. I love Henry. I just can hardly wait to get to Henry.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this for 20 years. Henry
so,
made a bad mistake about 20 years ago, and I remembered it.
we're sort of around here, but like I said, I built on 275 because I needed some number, okay? And if that comes through and we can somehow figure to pay the reading teacher out of that, we'd have 67 at the end of the year. But I think there's other places to go. You know,
grants,
transportation, the mix of people, just a lot of different things. And I think we'll be clearer in September, end of September, early October.
But we needed
to start somewhere.
We'll be fine.
Okay?
Yeah, I think so.
It'll
okay?
One more question.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned this reading teacher, and if we can pay the reading teacher about 7 times already. Mm-hmm. How did we pay the reading teacher last year?
Out of state funds. Yes.
Was it a grant or no. just?
Well, let me go back. If you go back to this page here, do you see?
You gonna give me a short answer?
No. Right here. Do you see this $1,000,008? That's all part of that. That's where the reading teacher came from.
So the reading teacher came out of that.
State
we were
funds.
Able to sustain it. But you mentioned that we're not able to pay her. Somehow, I'm getting the impression that there's some doubt as to how we're going to pay the reading teacher. Now, I'm just trying to read between what you're saying.
Okay. Go back to page 1. You see that reading, that the fourth line down, 05310?
Mm-hmm.
I put $71,000 out of a special state grant to pay her salary instead of 05213, which is down below. Did you see the 05213, the $2.1 million?
Okay, so your plan is that you're going to hopefully pay her out of a grant that we don't have right now.
No, we have the grant.
Remember,
it's the old supplanting issue.
We didn't know if we can use the money for her.
Okay.
Remember the supplanting issue?
Right.
And I thought that, okay, and we talked a little bit about it. I said, when I build the budget, let's put it in, okay?
Right.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
And I said, I don't know exactly what McCarthy did. So we're not paying McCarthy, so we're not supplanting there. We brought a new person in, maybe with a little bit different job description and so forth. So
it's a new person.
Yes.
And I think the problem before with the money, the grant, was that it had to be a new person, not an existing person. That was the issue that you presented to us that you built it on and prevented us from doing it. Recall it correctly?
Right.
Okay, so we've eliminated that option. We have a total new person with the grant, and they should fit the need of the grant.
That's how I built the budget.
Yes, so I'm trying to get around what's the if part of it, because I want to get the comfort so I can get to the end of the story.
Did you have a conversation since we talked to them?
No, I just received the, so this grant money that we had from last year, mm-hmm. we still have money left mm-hmm. because we weren't able to use
That's
it
correct.
To pay the reading specialist. So DOE sent me the revision of how we were going to spend the money. So we still have that money.
Okay.
And I know what the revision plan was, but we've talked about that we are able to revise again that plan to better meet what we're seeing our needs are now. So we're able to revise that again. So that's the only additional conversation that's been had is that piece. And in that conversation, they said because we weren't able to use the money for the reading specialist because we already had one and we couldn't supplant. So they brought that up, and I was like, I'm not even going to go into that conversation. We'll just go go leave that alone. But we have changed the position. What Teresa's doing is different than what Tracy was doing. And so for that reason, and because it is a different person, I've had great success with the Department of Education and getting the support and being able to use the funds to do that. So I feel fairly confident that we can have that conversation with the Department of Education and gain their support. If we are unable to do that, we will come up with a different way of doing it. A suggestion that I would have would be that then we could place Ms. Postals into that because she is also supporting with reading and curriculum and instruction. So we could then do that, and that wouldn't be supplanting. So I think we have options.
Okay, well,
sounds good.
We'll work with that. Okay, that's at least
a plan. Do you want me to close that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you still have the floor.
I do? Okay.